Runners on third and first. The count is 1-1 on Selkirk. All right, here's the pitch. Selkirk fouls for the second strike. It's right up here and down again. Count is two strikes and one ball. Runners on third and first. One man out. It's the eighth inning, and the score is 9-6 in favor of those Yankees. Hamlin is ready. Ball outside, a fast one, and the count is 2-2. The arm goes up for the next pitch. Coming in. Ball three. Missed the outside corner with that one. 3-2. One man out. Sauls gave her a left-hand batter up with a count 3-2. Or rather, Selkirk and Sauls gave her on deck. Another left-hand batter. Runners on third and first. Here's the pitch. Ross going on it. It's a single over second base. Scoring. Crocetti sending Selkirk to third. Rolfe on third, Selkirk on first. One man out, one run in this inning. Sauls gave her the batter and hogs it, pitching for Detroit. Your attention, please. Hogsett, now pitching for Detroit. Hogsett, pitching for Detroit. The chief is throwing a few to Hayworth. Salsgaver stands just outside the left-hand batter's box, looking him over. Salsgaver hits to Rogel. Rogel fumbled it. Then picked it up in time to throw him out at first, but Rolfe scored on the play. Bill lost a double play there by fumbling this bounder long enough to permit Selkirk to reach second. 11-6. Two out, Lazari up, right-hand batter. Selkirk on second. Here's the pitch. Inside. Ball one. Tony has had one hit in four times at bat. The arm goes up for the pitch. Here it is. Inside. Ball one. Beck Sorrell is warming up in the Tiger bullpen. Ball outside. 3-0 on Lazari. Chief nods his head, straightens up. Here's the pitch. Foul strike into Hayworth's mitt. 3-1. On the next pitch, Lazari drove to deep center field. White is going away from the ball out near the fence. He has it. Out on a direct line with a flagpole and that center field exit. Mr. Lazari hit that one plenty. White started with a crack of the bat, turned his back to the diamond, ran far out and turned around just in time to make the catch. A very long hit ball. Two runs. Two hits, two errors, one man left on base. Broca, first up, got a single when his bounder to shortstop took a quick high bound over Rogel's head, just as Bill was set to make the play. Crocetti was safe, and so was Broca at second. On Owen's high throw to Gehringer, pulling Charlie off the bag. An error for Owen. Rolfe forced Broca at third when he laid down a bunt in front of the plate. Hayworth tossing to Owen for the out. Selkirk singled. Salsgaver grounded out. Rogel to Greenberg, and Lazeri ended the inning with a long fly to White. First man up for the Tigers in the eighth. Hayworth singled on the first pitch in the center field. The score is 11-6 in favor of the Yankees. Now we're going to have a pinch hitter for Hogsett, I believe. Looks like G. Walker coming up. It is G. Walker. Your attention, please. Walker, batting for Hogsett. Walker, batting for Hogsett. G. Walker is going to bat for Hogsett, who relieved Hamlin in that last inning, and Sorrell is warming up. First pitch is inside, ball one. And the next one, high, ball two. Two and nothing on G. Hayworth on first, nobody out in the eighth. Ball three, low and outside. Hayworth on second, Walker on first. And Fox is the batter. Pete has had two hits and four times at bat. Singled the first two times up. Hasn't gotten on. He got on a fielder's choice in the fifth inning. The last time up, grounded out on a bunt. Pitcher to first. The 11-6 in favor of the Yankees. Eighth inning. Broca gets ready to pitch. Here it comes. It's low inside. Ball one. Johnny takes his stance on the rubber. He's ready to go. Here it comes. Strike call to pitch right through the middle belt high. One and one. One and one on Fox. The arm goes up in the motion. Strike two. He hooked a curve over the outside corner for a called strike. And it's two strikes and one ball. Two and one. Johnny is ready. Here's the pitch. Strike three. Fox is out of there. A called strike.
Now it's 16 or 18. Can't see. Is it?
JoJo White is up. Joe's had about three hits. And four times at bat. Ball outside. A little low. One man out. Hayworth on second. Walker on first. Broca takes his time now. There's the stretch. Here it comes. Ball two. Another one outside. Two and nothing. Johnny seems a bit tired. He's not throwing with as much speed as he was in the early part of the game. Count is two and nothing on White. Strike called. He laid that one in right through the middle. Knee high. Two and one. One man out, runners on second and first. Eighth inning, the score 11-6 in favor of the Yanks. Here's the next pitch. White drove to right center field. Hoag is going back near the flagpole. He has it. Hayworth is taking third after the catch. And Walker second. A long drive out near the flagpole. Merle Hoag now playing center field, making the catch. Hayworth and Walker advancing a base after the catch. Two men are out. Geringer is up. He's had one hit and four times at bat. Score 11-6 in favor of the Yankees. Eighth inning. Red Rolfe talking to Broca as he walks slowly back to the mound. The crowd thought White's hit was going safely for a moment, but Hogue put on a lot of speed and went out there to the flagpole to catch it. It was well hit, as was Lazzari's drive that White dragged down to end the Yankees' eighth. Right through the middle, a called strike. Geringer the batter. Two out, runners on third and second. Broca hunches his shoulders a bit, gets ready to go. The arm goes up in the motion. Strike two called on Geringer. Over the outside corner, two and nothing. Two and nothing on Charlie. Two men out and two men on. Broca starts his windup. Coming in there, a little off the corner, ball one. Just a little off that outside corner. And the count is unchanged, two strikes and one ball. He missed the two base hit by about a foot. Hard drive right down that foul line in right field. G. Walker was all the way into the plate. Well, he took a shortcut back to second. And Broca gets up on there with a new ball with a count. Two strikes and one ball. The arm goes up in the motion. Here it comes. Geringer struck out swinging, leaving Hayworth on third and Walker on second. No runs, one hit. No errors. Two men left on bases. Hayworth first up, single to center on the first pitch. Walker batted for Hogsett and walked. Fox was called out on strikes. White drove a long fly to Hogue in deep center field. Hayworth and Walker advancing after the catch. Geringer struck out swinging. He broke a bore down a bit there when he had to. No runs, one hit, no errors. And now we have Vic Sorel, the fourth Tiger pitcher, to work this afternoon. Your attention, please. Tom Loring, wanted at the office. Sorrell, now pitching for Detroit. This is WWJ, the Detroit News. We go into the ninth inning with a score 11-6 in favor of the Yankees. First man up is Hope, followed by Bird, with George is not batted yet. Place Chapman when Chappie talks. Decision on Greenberg. And he left the game with three hits, four times at bat. Bird has had one out of four. Jorgens, two out of four. These games come to you through the courtesy of the White Star Refining Company. And if you're enjoying them, stop at the sign of the Flying Red Horse when you need gas or oil. Tell the mobile gas man. Of course, we couldn't ask you to do that if mobile gas and mobile oil weren't leaders, but they are, and the more you use them in your car, the more you'll realize how true that is. Now, we're about to start the ninth inning. We have already. There's a first pitch to Hogue, which is a ball. Hogue is a right-hand batter. Little fellow. The arm goes up for the next one. Called strike. Hogue is a lad whose feet aren't mates. He has to wear two different size shoes. One and one. Ball two. Curve breaking outside. Count is two balls and one strike. And the next pitch. Hogue smashed to shortstop. Rogel picking it up and throwing him out at first. One out in the ninth. Bird is up. Another right-hand batter. All right-hand batters. First three in this inning, rather. Maybe more, but those three bat right-handed.
Both Bird and Jorgens. Ball one, outside. Missing the outside corner. Sorrell peers in there for the signal. And the pitch is fouled off up here. Caught by Art, our senior telegrapher who has charge of the Western Union wires up here. Inside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. We have two bespectacled pitchers now working. Another grounder to shortstop, and Rogel comes up with that one and throws the runner out at first. His windup for the next pitch. Here it is. High. Ball two. Two and nothing. Two and nothing. Two out. None on in the ninth. 11-6 in favor of the Yankees. A bounder that hit third base for a single. Ball hit first to third base and bounded high in the air. Owen taking it with his bare hand. It was a slow bounder. No play was made. For Jorgens. Broca coming up again. Johnny's had quite a day. He has walked twice and singled and struck out. Getting a nice hand from the crowd. Hits good ball when he had to. Team gave him a good lead. He's hanging on to it. He hit that one on the ground to Gehringer. Gehringer scooping it over to Rogel to force Jorgens at second for the out, ending the inning. No runs, one hit. No errors. And the Tigers come to bat in the ninth with Greenberg, Owen, and Goslin, the first three. The score 11-6 in favor of the Yanks. Of these three, Greenberg has had one hit in four times at bat. Owen has gone hitless in four times at bat. And Goslin has one hit in four times at bat. Home run in the seventh inning. Tiger half of the ninth.
4-3, didn't it?
Greenberg swung hard and missed that first pitch, strike one. One strike on Greeny. The arm goes up for the next one, high outside. Ball one, 1-1.
I have 4 feet.
Ball two, missing the outside corner. Count is now two balls and one strike. Greenberg, the batter, leading off in the ninth. 11-6 in favor of the Yanks. High outside, ball three, 3-1. Four, inside. Greenberg opened the ninth, drawing a pass. A drive to center field, right at Hoag from Owen's bat, and Owen is out with Greenberg hustling back to first. Jorgens passing it out to Broca. All right, Johnny is ready, getting the sign from Jorgens. Bruce is in there, ready to go, swinging his bat. And it's outside, ball one. The arm goes up for the next pitch. Goslin dropped a single
into center field. Greenberg rounding second, taking third on the hit. Greenberg on third. Goslin on first. Rogel is up. Bill has had one hit and four times at bat. Runners on third and first, one out in the ninth. 11-6 in favor of the Yankees. Rogel is the batter. All right. Taking a little time here as manager McCarthy waves a couple of flingers out. A pop fly to Crosetti at shortstop, and two men are out on the first pitch. And now it's Hayworth that's up. Ray has had one hit in four times at bat. A single the last time up. Crowd is beginning to get out of here. 29,000 of them. 29,000 paid admissions, and a few of us deadheads who are working out here. Makes it a pretty fair jam. First pitch is inside and high. Ball one. The score is 11-6 in favor of the Yankees. Two men out in the ninth. Greenberg on third and Goslin on first. Take a lot of home running here. Foul strike into a box. I'm afraid that hit a woman sitting in a field box between first and the plate. Crowd gathering around there. She's hurt. Game has been halted here momentarily. Hit right in the head with that one. Ushers are trying to get her out now. She's straightening up all right now. Time is still called. We're going again. Count is 1-1 on Hayworth. Here's the next pitch. Hayworth single to left, prolonging the game a bit as Greenberg scores, and Goslin stops at second. Probably have a pinch hitter here for Sorrell. We are. We're getting one up here. Manager Mike himself. Your attention, please. Cochran batting for Sorrell. Cochran batting for Sorrell. Manager Cochran batting for Sorrell with two out in the ninth. Goslin on second. Hayworth on first. The score now 11-7. Just a natural. In favor of the Yanks. Young lady that was hit with that foul ball has been removed. To the shortstop, Crosetti tossing to Lazzari to force Hayworth to end the ball game. One run, two hits, no errors, one man left on base in the ninth inning, and the final score, New York 11 runs, 17 hits, four errors. New York, 11 runs, 17 hits, 4 errors. Detroit, 7 runs, 14 hits, 4 errors. Detroit, 7 runs, 14 hits, 4 errors. Marbury, who started and allowed 6 runs and 6 hits in 2 1/3 innings, the losing pitcher. He was relieved by Hamlin, who in turn was relieved by Hoggett, and Sorrell finally pitched the ninth inning. Johnny Broca pitched the entire game for the Yanks, and they leave town tonight for the season, having halved this series, losing the first two by shutout scores and winning the last two. The Tigers leave for St. Louis tonight to play 6 games in 4 days. By winning 4, More games this season. The Tigers will clinch the pennant regardless of what the Yankees do. So do not get too worried about what happened yesterday and today out here. And so ends another thrilling episode in the Tigers' pursuit of the pennant. Although they didn't pursue much today. Featuring Mickey Cochran and his boys and brought to you by the White Star Refining Company and its mobile gas and mobile oil dealers. You'd never think this was practically the same Tiger team we had last year, would you? Just one big difference. The leader, Mickey himself, and that's what counts in everything, baseball or business, leadership. White Star is a leader, too. Right here in Wayne County, more motorists use mobile gas than any other gasoline. And mobile oil is the world's largest selling motor oil. That's leadership, and it always pays to follow the leader. If you're enjoying the Tiger baseball broadcast, stop at the sign of the Flying Red Horse when you need gas or oil and tell the mobile gas man. Of course, we couldn't ask you to do that if mobile gas and mobile oil weren't the leaders, but they are, and the more you use them in your car, the more you'll realize how true that is. Tonight at 6 o'clock, White Star will bring you the scores of all the games, and at 6:30, a resume of today's game, so listen in to WWJ. This is Ty Tyson bidding you good afternoon from Navin Field. Until next week when Chicago comes in here for three games. And I return you to the studios of WWJ, the Detroit News, for a continuation of our broadcasting.